Hi, can I speak with Justin?
Justin's not here. How can I help you?
Do you think if I call at the end of the day, I'll be able to speak with them, sir?
You're speaking to the business owner, and you'll never reach Justin at this number.
Oh.
So ask me, how can I help you?
Well, I'm sorry. We have information misplaced here, and I apologize about that. If you're the owner,
it's Justin and Paul Dixon is the owner of the company. I'm Paul.
Okay, Paul. My name is Dave. I'm calling from Milestone. We finance businesses, and I wanted to talk to you about financing. You know, usually what we do is we provide you with capital. We'll let you do what you do best, which is to be successful, invest it, do whatever you want with the money. You get an underwriter that will be with you throughout the duration of the actual terms. And then after that, basically speak with him and decide your own terms. The length of it is decided, you decide for it, and also how often you want to pay for it, on a weekly, monthly, biweekly, or whatever it is that you like. It also worked out to suit your needs, whatever you like. And that's our new approach, and that's why we're getting a lot of people interested in our services. Like I said, the name of my company is Milestone Capital, and all I need from you is, I got the name of the company, it's called Out of the Box Logistics.
Out of the Box, yeah.
But I don't have the email address where I can send you the application so that you can submit it. I don't have that. Can you provide me with that?
We're not looking for any funds right now due to how the market is in the trucking industry.
Right.
The company email is the company name at Gmail. I'm sorry.
Okay.
As far as funds go, because of how the market is right now, we're not looking for any funds.
I know exactly what you were going to tell me or mention, Paul. The way that I always try to advise my clients is this way. What we do, we understand how the market is, and we also want to make you aware, the business owners, that right now there is capital available. We have investors that are actually better than lenders, because the investors, I mean, they're billionaires, and they they're trying to boost up the economy. They're flexible, and not only that, they're more lenient than lender companies. In other words, they don't care about, you have to have really bad, defaulted loans in order for you. It's very hard for you not to qualify. But the other thing is this, right now, can you imagine if, God forbid, something was to happen in the economy? Because right now, just like you said, look how bad it is right now. Later on down the line, what if the economy goes bad, then we're not going to have any capital available. So at least my suggestion to you is, like, you don't have to pull the trigger. Look at what they can do for you, and if you like it.
So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand everything you're saying, but for me and for the trucking industry, that everyone in the trucking industry is getting paid maybe half of what they were getting paid 2-3 years ago.
Right.
For us to take a loan, it wouldn't make any sense, because, to be honest with you, everyone is going out of business so fast because of how the business is. If things don't change in the trucking industry, to be honest with you, I don't see a lot of people being in business come next year.
I know. I've spoken with a lot of business owners that they tell me that, we get paid based upon the loads that we drop, and, if we drop them, we don't get paid for that loan until everything gets processed. So we could be.
Well, that's not the problem. We have a factoring company for that.
What
I'm saying to you is that 2 years ago, we were getting $4,000 for a run.
Mm.
This year, we're getting $2,500 for that same run.
Right.
Fuel is up.
Exactly.
Everyday living is up. But what we're getting paid is down. So
exactly.
That's where it's not balancing now. That
right. You're actually encountering a deficit basically on just that alone. I get it.
All the truckers in the industry are having this effect right now. There's not one trucker that's not feeling this right now.
Right.
That's why you've seen so many bigger companies went out of business.
Yep. I understand. Well, again, I mean, if, what do you think if I was to send you the information? It's an application, like I said.
Well, you can send an email to the company's email, and if things change and it looks like it's something that we could use, we could definitely fill it out and possibly give it a try.
Okay. We'll do that. And it's, you said that it's the name of the company, which is outoftheboxlogistics@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that. I will send you that application. Take a look at it. But it, basically, I'm going to tell you what the application is.
Give me one second. This is one of my drivers. Sure.
No problem. Cocksucker. Click, click. Click, click. Well, see, that's a deli sandwich. That's a Reuben. That looks like a Reuben. Looks like a Reuben to me, but it doesn't matter. But where can I buy something like this? That's what I want. I want a deli sandwich. There is no... That's what I'm telling you. There is... Yeah. I would love to have rye bread. Oh, man. Yes or no? I want some... Yeah. I don't know. Sardo Wright is really good, man. Negro, negro. ¿Cuál? No, I'm talking about the sourdough rye. Esa mierda es acidito, rico. I love esa mierda. And when I saw this, it reminded me of a Reuben sandwich. I'm like, oh, I want a Reuben sandwich right now. That's what I mean. They don't have sandwiches here, man.